Have you ever sat in a meeting where everyone seemed to be talking past each other, even though you were all supposedly discussing the same problem? Where one person kept asking for more data, while another wanted to brainstorm wild ideas, and a third person just wanted everyone to stop talking and start doing something? That frustration isn't a personality clash, it's something far more fundamental. We all approach problems through different cognitive lenses, speaking different thinking languages, without realizing it. Some of us need to fully understand a challenge before moving forward. Others want to generate possibilities immediately. Some prefer to carefully refine solutions, while others just want to get things done. When these different thinkers collaborate without understanding each other's languages, even the smartest teams make surprisingly dumb mistakes. Every complex problem requires four distinct types of thinking to solve effectively. First, we need clarifiers, the people who want to understand challenges thoroughly, asking questions and gathering information before proceeding. They're factual, focused, and deliberate, though sometimes they suffer from analysis paralysis. Then come ideators, the adventurous, spontaneous thinkers who generate possibilities and see big pictures, though they can get distracted chasing new ideas. Next are developers, reflective, cautious planners who optimize solutions by weighing options carefully, sometimes getting stuck pursuing perfection. Finally, implementers drive action with persistence and decisiveness, though they sometimes rush ahead before the plan is fully formed. Here's the catch. While we need all four types to solve complex problems, most people naturally prefer just one or two. We gravitate toward those who share our preferences, which means we often avoid the very people who could help us most. A Sydney HR firm discovered this painfully when LinkedIn launched in Australia. Of their 41 managers, 38 preferred implementation thinking. Everyone was busy executing, while almost no one was scanning for market disruptions or generating innovative responses. Their revenue plummeted because their entire leadership team spoke the same cognitive language, creating a massive blind spot. When team members share thinking styles, collaboration feels effortless. Meetings flow smoothly with little friction. But this comfort creates collective blind spots. A Canadian financial services president had built his reputation on innovative products. When his leadership team proposed a strategic plan focused on operational efficiency rather than innovation, he nearly rejected it. Only when the team reframed his fixation on new products as a thinking preference, not a personality flaw, did he check his ego and listen. This favoritism extends beyond business. Teachers unconsciously favor students who share their thinking preferences. Leaders hire, promote, and reward people who think like them while dismissing those who don't. Over time, they build teams that feel compatible but are collectively vulnerable to significant failures. The irony is profound. Cognitive diversity, differences in how we process information and approach problems, impacts team performance more than age, ethnicity, or gender. Yet it remains the most challenging diversity to embrace because it's invisible and we unconsciously avoid it. Understanding thinking preferences accelerates team development dramatically. A common language speeds forming, while understanding preferences eases storming by reframing conflicts as cognitive differences rather than personal attacks. Self-awareness, combined with process awareness, helps teams excel in performing, where true collaboration thrives. Without clear purpose, teams drift aimlessly. Etienne inherited 150 mid-career professionals scarred by five reorganizations and plagued by cautious pessimism. Facing impossible deadlines to bring a billion-dollar discovery to market, he had each functional team identify their purpose, key questions, and even an animal mascot. At an all-team meeting, this clarity sparked immediate excitement. Understanding their contribution to the whole, the team achieved record-breaking patents and FDA approval. Purpose requires constant reinforcement. Leadership coach Jonathan Vihar's product development team stalled mid-project when a new member didn't understand their purpose. He began every weekly meeting with the company mission and team purpose, despite complaints about repetition. His team launched the most successful courses the company had seen in 20 years. Unlike organizational culture, which takes years to develop, team climate can shift rapidly. Leaders control up to 67% of it. Climate consists of 10 dimensions, 9 positive, challenge and involvement, dynamism and liveliness, playfulness and humor, freedom, risk-taking, idea time, idea support, trust and openness, and debate, and 1 destructive, conflict, when tensions become personal with plotting and backstabbing. Trust operates like physics. What you give returns in equal measure. When Shyla selectively shared information with different biomedical engineers during financial troubles, they discovered the inconsistencies. Trust collapsed, and nearly every new hire left within months. High-trust companies report 74% less stress, 106% more energy, and 50% higher productivity. Surprisingly, ignoring team members drops engagement by 40%, twice the impact of criticism. The formula: genuine engagement, liberal praise, aim for 6-to-1 praise to criticism, and knowing your people by name and story. Different thinking preferences require different trust-building approaches. Clarifiers need transparency and consistency. Ideators want creative contributions valued. Developers seek logical explanations. Implementers need autonomy. Trust builds in layers: safety first, then clarity, followed by belonging through meaningful challenges and respect for differences, and finally, psychological safety, which Google's Project Aristotle identified as key to high performance. One simple tool creates this: a Suggestions for Working Together handout listing observable, actionable behaviors rather than rigid rules. This establishes trust without formal declarations and provides a North Star when things derail. After a merger, Lena's high-performing team collapsed into gossip and backbiting. A facilitator diagnosed them as stuck in the storming phase when power dynamics emerge and personalities clash. Many teams remain trapped here, unable to break through to genuine collaboration. The breakthrough came from recognizing thinking preferences. The team was dominated by clarifiers, who needed complete information before proceeding. The two difficult members had different styles. Tyra, an ideator whose constant idea generation was valuable creative thinking, and Libby, an implementer whose perceived pushiness was implementation energy the team desperately needed. Through structured activities revealing these differences, the dynamic shifted completely. Leaders can transform teams by focusing on key climate dimensions: challenge, trust, and conflict, creating environments where diverse thinking styles collaborate effectively rather than clash destructively. Superior solutions emerge from alternating between divergence, generating options, and convergence, selecting the best. Military research shows divergent thinking predicts leadership success better than experience or intelligence. Bad meetings endlessly debate the first idea. Good meetings phrase problems as questions, let everyone generate ideas, build on them, then converge on the best. Groups trained to separate divergent and convergent thinking improved output quality and quantity by 300%. Two tools stand out. First, phrase challenges as questions. When Deanie's team insisted they couldn't execute product sampling with only $1,000 of a $10,000 budget, she reframed it. How might we make the sampling happen on time and with the budget we have? Questions engage the brain's problem-solving capacity. Negative statements trigger stress responses. Second, use the point evaluation tool: pluses, opportunities, issues, new thinking, to strengthen ideas while building relationships. Instead of immediately criticizing, acknowledge what's good, what might be possible, concerns phrased as questions, and generate ideas to address issues. This approach takes no more time than standard critiques, but produces better results with fewer hard feelings. Dennis Carter lost his dream job during downsizing and was offered the only remaining position, managing the notorious night shift waste management crew workers with attitude problems who were one step from termination. Most would have seen this as career suicide. Dennis saw an opportunity. He learned each team member's strengths, hobbies, and financial obligations. He gathered the team, confronted their precarious situation, then proposed transforming their reputation by responding to all requests with, "We'll take care of that." He established their purpose as problem solvers and helped them tackle challenges together without solving problems for them. Within 2 years, his once notorious team had developed pride in their work. When the next downsizing came, not a single member was laid off. Despite our technologically connected world, we've never felt more disconnected, but we now have tools to change that, articulate clear purpose, build trust, and lead inclusive problem-solving processes. These aren't just leadership skills. They're human skills for leading not just a good team, but a good life. In a world increasingly defined by division, bringing diverse minds together to solve shared challenges may be the most essential skill of all. Your team is speaking different languages. Now you have the Decoder Ring.